was it something vitally important you just threw
in there? Oh, no, sir, just some copies of orders, rescinding orders that were never sent out.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Why can't they send us something decent to wear?
You know, I hear they've got a whole bunch of winter issue in a big warehouse in Seoul. Wish they'd send us some of that stuff.
You know, I am sick of going through command. Look, let's send the letter straight to Quarter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Commanding officer. Quartermaster Corps.
Sir.
I gratefully acknowledge the receipt of your latest shipment of supplies to our unit. The mosquito netting and the summer underwear were very much appreciated. I am wearing so many pair of cotton drawers, my thighs don't know each other anymore.
Thighs don't know each other anymore.
Don't tell him about my thighs for... what's the matter with you? All right, paragraph two. Okay, I respectfully ask, however, that you review our latest request for long underwear. Parkas with fur liners. Hey, and you know those nice woolly caps with the earmuffs?
Oh, buttons? Yeah.
Well, okay, put that down, but in military talk. Now then, to the best of my knowledge, the entire outfit is enduring severe hardship due to the lack of warm clothing. Have you got that?
As soon as my hands saw out, sir.
In the cool of the evening, when the singing fills the air, in the shape of the night, when the demons are right, you can tell them I'll be there. You can tell them I'll be there. In the shake of the night,
courage, Camille. Hey, you want to turn down the radiator? I worked up a sweat out there.
You're wearing long johns.
Certainly, Amy. You think I want to catch cold and die like you?
Where did you get them?
My father sent them to me. Right after I wrote him I'd be home for Christmas, whether Truman said I could or not.
Hawkeye?
Yeah?
I'll give you $20 for that pair of long johns.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't take 12 of your toes for these. I'm warm. Warm, do you hear? Warm.
I'll give you $50 and a picture of my children.
Stop dripping your filthy germs on my bedclothes.
$60, you can have the children.
Thanks, but I'd have no place to keep them.
Why don't you take your other blanket and use that?
I'd like to, but somebody stole it. This war is turning everybody into a criminal, and it's making me sick.
Well, next time, try to stay out of the draft.
That's great.
Oh, boy, listen to that wind.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm.
Now, look, pal. I don't care how pitiful you get, I am not giving you my long johns.
I don't want them. You keep them. No point in both of us getting sick.
Fine.
You better get some rest, Hawkeye. You're gonna need all your strength tomorrow to bury me.
Some people don't care about anybody but themselves.
Now shut up and go to sleep.
It's your bet, Radar.
If I have three cards and they're all red, is that three of a kind?
Is that a question for a grown man to ask?
Okay, I bet $20.
$20?
Like taking candy from a baby.
I fold.
You?
Foldissimo.
Well, I'm in. Trouble is, I don't have 20 actual dollars, and the mummy here beat me for $170 tonight.
Well, how are you going to bet?
Could I interest you in
long underwear.
Wait a minute. I gave them to you because you were choking to death. You can't bet my long john just because your nose stopped running.
I got to. I'm down to my last $3 in an old brassiere hook. I got to get even.
Suppose you lose.
Against him?
I want to see this underwear first. I have very sensitive skin.
Wow. Soft as a baby's bottom.
Okay, let me see your cards.
You better win, pal.
Full house.
I guess that beats two pair, right?
It sure does. What were they?
Tens.
Yeah, tens and what?
That's it. Two pairs of tens. Is that good?
You lost them.
How did it happen?
You lost my beautiful double-weave, semi-woolen, sensuously soft long john to an astigmatic missing link with 410. That's how it happened.
All right, bud. Put your underwear where your mouth is.
I haven't been this warm in days. What a terrific invention.
Okay, can you do that and walk at the same time? I'd like to eat this before I have broccoli sickles.
Certainly, Mr. Fullhouse. Why don't you sit with us doctors so this remarkable discovery doesn't get lost to science?
Oh, I can't, Hawkeye. I promised I'd sit with someone else.
Is there a reason this line is going so slow it's moving in the opposite direction?
I just lost a fantastic hand warmer to another guy, and I want to see who it is. Frostbite on her taste.
Let's get closer.
How did you get your hands on them?
Well, when you've been around for a while in this man's army, you get to learn a few of the ins and outs.
What the hell is he talking about?
Put your hand in there.
Feels so good.
Soft as a baby's bottom.
Break his leg, set it, and break it again.
Can I get you some pie?
Would you? Gotta keep my energy up for later. Uh-huh.
Can I have some more pie for Nurse Beddoe, Sergeant?
Sure.
She's got quite an appetite. You know what I mean?
There's some guy, Radar. What's your secret?
Well, I like to put him on a pedestal, you know? Surprise him with little gifts. Put your hand in there. Feel that.
If he lets everybody feel them, there won't be anything left but a package of lint.
Look in here.
Wow. Is that a whole one?
A complete leg of lamb. It'd take you a whole weekend to eat it.
Yeah.
In exchange for those.
Does that include the mint jelly?
I got it.
Something came up. I can't make it tonight.
There goes the last of the great leg men.
A kitchen, it's a bacterial breeding ground, a germ kennel. How long of a walk is it from here to the soup, Sergeant?
About 3 feet, sir.
And nothing walks faster than a bacteria. Bacterium.
I've made over 700 meals here, sir, with only one illness. That was 3 months ago. Are you feeling any better now, sir?
I'm not concerned about myself. It's the men. I'm reducing you to corporal.
Sir, are you busting me?
Yes, and with a corresponding reduction in pay, of course.
My invalid wife is dependent on my sending her a few dollars every month, sir.
Is this the same wife you had when you poisoned me?
Yes, sir.
As I remember, I couldn't punish you then because your wife had just died.
Oh, she got better. See, they only thought that she was dead. She was stiff and everything. But it was nothing. Her death was all in her head.
Sergeant, I would be very surprised if you never even had a wife, let alone a stiff one.
The men of this outfit are very lucky I came in here tonight to get warm and found this mess.
Well, is your tent cold, sir?
No colder than it was for our boys at Valley Forge.
I wonder if you know who might have left these here, sir. Double weave long johns.
Double weave.
Now, I have no need for them, sir. And if you want them, you'd be more than welcome to them.
Hey, look what the giant rodent has on his body.
Separating pustules, if there's any justice. Where'd you get those long johns?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Those are mine, you hermaphroditic weasel!
Possession is 9/10 of the law, Pierce. And I'm sleeping with a loaded baseball bat under my pillow, so don't try anything.
If I didn't think it would warm you up, Frank, I'd come over there and beat you to a pulp. Say your prayers, Frank, or the tooth fairy may come and knock out all your teeth.
Imported French camembert cheese.
Oh, Frank, where did you get it?
My wife sent it to me.
Frank, how much do you love me?
How much?
Yes, much. How much?
Oh, Margaret, you're my pearl, my guiding star.
Let's drop the poetry, Frank. How much am I worth to you in cold, hard reality?
Well, I don't understand. Do you want a loan, Margaret?
I'm talking about us, Frank. What would you give up for me?
The moon, Margaret, the moon.
That would be a wonderful tester, if you had it. Now, is there anything you can think of that you have that you would give up?
Gee, no.
How about your wife?
Well, now, how would that look to our minister? He lives right up the street from us.
Frank, I think we should reevaluate our friendship.
Margaret, don't say that.
Whenever you say that, I get nervous chilblains and my fingers crack open.
Oh, get up and don't be disgusting.
Margaret, you know how I hate the cold. You know how my fingers bleed when the slightest winter breezes start. I can't pick up the smallest little thing without pain.
Yes, yes.
May I give you a pair of heavy winter civilian underwear?
You mean if you ever get a pair?
These.
You've let me sit here and freeze to death with socks on my hands while you've been parading around in those? You tell your fingers to start bleeding, Frank, and get out. After you give me that underwear.
Hold it, fella.
Mickey Mouse has warts.
Never mind the small talk. There's a stick-up.
I'm not making small talk. That's the password. And you can't hold me up. I'm a major.
Sure I can. I'm crazy. Ask anybody. Crazy Klinger. He wears a dress. Take off your clothes.
Take off my clothes? Now, look, Klinger. I know you're trying to get sent home as a nut, but wearing dresses is bad enough. Don't get repulsing.
I want your long johns. Strip.
I don't happen to have them anymore. And you're going to be sent to the stockade for this.
Don't, Major. I gotta have long johns. I'm getting a terrible draft up my skirt.
If you had the guts to serve your country like the rest of us, you wouldn't have to work so hard to prove you're crazy.
You don't think this takes guts? Walking around all night in this little thin cocktail dress? I don't even have a fur stole. I have to wear this cheap cloth thing to keep from freezing.
Oh.
Hold it!
Out of my way, Klinger, or you're under arrest.
Major Burns, nobody takes me seriously. I'm getting tired of that.
Damn it, I'm freezing myself! Major Houlihan has the long underwear.
Oh, sorry, sir. No offense.
Out of my way, you freak.
The next time we meet, I want to see a shine on those high heels.
Nights I've lain awake dreaming of this moment. May I kiss your oak leaf, Major?
Where were you just now?
Over in surgery, perfecting my old sawing the man in half routine. Where do you think I was at this time of night?
Somebody ran off with my underwear.
Well, I hope that teaches you something about blind dates, Margaret.
They were stolen from my clothesline. They were very valuable double-weave woolen loin.
Your underwear? Now they're your underwear? You wouldn't even have seen them if Trapper hadn't been coughing up his lungs. That febrile idiot didn't hold 4/10 against our throats and didn't get an adolescent crush on a leg of lamb. Your underwear. Once you got them, you couldn't even keep your hands on them. Only God knows where they are now.
Here you are, soldier.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
Psst. Father. Over here.
Yes?
I'd like to ask your advice in a spiritual manner.
Why, certainly.
If you need something, I mean, if you're really cold or something, it wouldn't be a mortal sin to steal something from somebody who was kind of a rotten person anyway, would it?
Well, have you stolen something?
These.
Oh, my. Aren't they nice? Well, whoever you took these from must be very cold right now.
Father, if I give them back, the certain person I took them from would like to have me killed. I've really been trying to avoid that lately.
Oh, I see.
I keep hearing the artillery going off every night when I go to sleep. Every night, it keeps getting closer. I can't stand it anymore.
Yes, I know. I hear it, too.
You hear it, too?
Yes, it gets closer every night.
I'm really in trouble. I was just making that up. Father, you've got to help me. I gotta get out of here.
Put your soul in order, my son. Excuse me, I think you're bending my glasses.
Couldn't I just give them to a needy person?
No, I know it's hard, but try to do what's right. Try.
I'll try, Father. May I have your blessing?
Certainly. But you're holding down the hand I do that with. No. Pray for strength and guidance in order. Oh, dear.
They certainly look toasty, Father.
Actually, I took the liberty of wearing them last night. It was getting late, and I didn't want to bother you. Had my first real night's sleep in 10 days.
I'll bet you did.
Well, better keep them locked up until you can find the owner. A lot of people would like to get their hands on them.
Oh, don't you worry, Father. I'll ask around. I'll ask around. And then, meanwhile, I'll stay very close to these.
Nice stuff, Lee.
Radar.
Yes, sir.
Radar, have you lost anything?
Have you found anything, sir?
I'll ask the questions.
No, I don't think so.
Fine, fine. Then I want you to note that I asked you that question at noon on this date. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else you'd like me to saw note?
No, that is all.
Oh, would you mind signing
No,
this?
We'll do that later.
Yes. Thank you for...
Is Henry in?
Some of them is. But most of them are still hanging out.
Move!
Oh, hi.
Are we interrupting anything?
I guess this looks pretty funny to you guys.
Why, are we laughing?
We came to report the disappearance of a pair of long johns, which we own and which you are wearing.
Oh, yeah? Hey, can you identify them?
I got a better idea. Why don't you identify them?
Okay.
Without looking.
Oh. Well, they're long.
And they're John's. That's them, all right. I guess they're his.
Okay, Henry, let's have them.
Come on.
Wait a minute. If you think I'm handing these over to you guys without checking this out, look, I'm planning on conducting a very thorough investigation. I mean, it might take a couple of months.
Come on, Henry. We want them. You're talking to two very cold, very crazed people.
Well, look, you both can't wear them at the same time.
We're going to have a contest. Whoever throws you the farthest gets to keep them. I didn't even touch him. Oh.
What's the matter, Henry? Are you sick?
No, don't be an idiot.
It's a new dance.
Oh, it's just a little indigestion. Now, forget it. Get lost.
Let me feel your abdomen.
You don't have to feel my abdomen. I'm fine. Fine.
I told you it's a new dance. Very graceful, Henry. Does it hurt?
Ooh.
Henry, I think what you're having trouble digesting is your appendix.
Oh, I knew you'd say that. First thing you guys want to do is cut a guy open. A couple of sadistic creeps. Look, this is just your basic gastric distress.
How long have you had these pains, Henry?
Off and on for a couple of weeks.
I thought there was something bothering you. What other symptoms do you have?
I don't have any symptoms. Look, it'll all clear up the next time I throw up.
You've been throwing up?
Come on, now, don't get any ideas. You guys aren't going to cut me open. I mean, nobody's going to cut me open.
We better do something quick. This examination is killing me.
Boy, he's burning up. I think his indigestion is about to burst.
All right, Henry, can you make it into a table, or do you want us to carry you?
I'll walk.
Let's go. By the way, I love you in duck soup.
Did you lose something, sir?
Go get Nurse Meadows. We're cutting him open.
Just because he stole your underwear?
I want a local. And I want to know what you guys are doing every step of the way.
Hey, don't worry.
No, you better give me gas. I don't want to see any blood.
Just take it easy, will you? Relax. Leave this to us.
Oh.
I saw this in a movie once.
What are you going to do with those?
I'm just going to expose your skin.
No, no.
Henry, I haven't even touched you yet.
Never mind me. Don't cut the long johns. Clamp.
Attention. Attention. Here's the announcement you've all been waiting for. Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake is the proud father of a bouncing baby appendix. Henry's doing fine. And the underwear's been saved.
We're a hit.
Colonel Blake wants to thank you for saving his life, Hawkeye.
Oh, shucks, 'twarn't nothing.
Yeah, well, anyway, he wants you to have this token of his undying gratitude.
I hope that's a discharge.
Oh, no. It's these.
Oh. Oh, no. No, no. No, no, no. Forget it.
How about...
No, no. Forget it. No, sir.